Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carol Yerkes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carol Yerkes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yerkes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Miller reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. Miller scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carol Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner throws to second for one, and Hodapp throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carol Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 0-for-1 in the game. Yerkes strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Yerkes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa pinch hits for Carol Yerkes. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ed Morgan. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing right field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Joe Hauser. Jimmy Zinn pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Myatt scores. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill is walked intentionally. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. Jimmy Zinn now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Walt French pinch runs for Mickey Cochran. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. French tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.